We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.ijohara.org. Postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours. For listening to today.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love Family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, let us read it together. It says, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, that's tomorrow, and the evidence of things that are not seen. Those are things that, even though they are not seen, there's some evidence that it's there. I want to talk to you today about now faith. Not right now faith. Now faith. The grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. I want to talk to you today about now faith. Now, when we talk about now faith, we think that Paul is concluding the matter, or we think we have been taught at times that he's talking about right now. It is, in some cases, faith is right now. You gotta have it right now. But it does not mean that what you hope for will appear from nowhere. That it will appear immediately. He says, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Though you can't see it, you just know that it's there. Here is what Dr. Martin Luther King said one time. Dr. Martin Luther King said, you don't need to see the staircase, you just need to take the first step. In the cases of your life, in the days of your life, you must take the first step without seeing the step.
Amen.
That's what faith is.
That's right.
You're telling God, I trust you. You see, faith is like your computer. You turn your computer on, and your computer has to connect to the satellite, and the satellite connects it to your Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden, things start happening. Are you with me yet? Your faith has to have something, your belief has to have something to connect to. When you have faith in God and you act upon that faith, God moves. You've been asking God to move in your life. I'm going to preach this today. You've been asking God to move in your life as God is saying, you have faith enough in me and I will. The reason why some of us never move from where we are in life is because we never have faith in God. Say it all of the time. I use it as an illustration. Pastor Smith, I use it. I tell people to get on it, they stand up, and I say, sit down, and they sit down, and they never give it one single thought that that inanimate object, which is called a pew, let them down. If we have that much faith in an inanimate object, why can't we have just a mustard seed of faith in God? You want to talk to me today? God tells us that he will heal us. God tells us that he will deliver us. God tells us he will walk with us, that he will talk with us, that he will provide for us, that he will fight our battles, but yet we will not trust in him. Why wouldn't I have faith in a God that has never lost a fight? Why would we not have a trust in a God that can take an army and break us down from 32,000 to 300 and win a battle? Talk back to me if you can. You heard about Gideon, didn't you? 32,000 soldiers. God said, you got way too many for your faith to manifest. Here's what you need to know. Faith is what took a little boy's lunch that will only feed one person with two fish and five loaves of bread. You do know that numbers doesn't mean anything to God. Am I talking to anybody? Am I talking to anybody that your outcome is bigger than your income, but yet you living on Easy Street and got it made Boulevard? You're wondering today, those of us, there are some of us who our outcome is bigger than our income. Are you with me yet? And yet, everything is still paid. Do you remember the God that you serve, don't you? You remember when you were unemployed, but yet he still kept things going. In fact, in some cases, if you really want to testify and tell the truth about it, you ate better then than you were when you were. Is there anybody here that don't mind standing up testifying? They put me out and God put me right back in. I was drowned, and the God that I serve came along and picked me right back up. I'm in a position where they said that I would never have, I would never hold, and I'm unqualified for, but yet I'm over some folk that are qualified and more educated than me. Took you from, why wouldn't you serve a God that took you from rubber heels and put you on rubber wheel? Why wouldn't you serve that God? Why wouldn't you serve a God that can take you from something all up from nothing all the way to something? Why wouldn't you? Well, let me tell you, there are some folk that's unemployed that serve the Lord. They're getting their nails done, they're getting their hair done, they're getting their hair cut, they dress it better than they dressed before. And somebody, apparently they hadn't gotten a memo yet that they are unemployed. It might not be them that have got the need to get the memo. It might be some of us who don't trust in God. Maybe it is that we haven't gotten a memo that he's a God that will provide. He's somebody called him Jehovah Jireh. He'll provide in the dark places. He'll provide in the most empty places. Are you with me yet? He'll give you water from dry places and keep you cool where it's hot. Faith. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I need just three witnesses, and I'll go back and get one more after minute in just a minute. But there are three witnesses said, Oh, Neb, we've tried the God that we serve way before you came to Jerusalem and got us. Way before we saw our mom and our dad talk about this God that had brought them from the Passover. We know about him, so therefore, even if we go into the fiery furnace, we know that he still have the power to deliver us. Is there anybody here that's ever been in a hot place? You do know that God shows up in the places where it's hot. Somebody didn't get it yet. You know that when it was hot in your life, when it was rough in your life and it was tough in your life, long as it was cool, God said you're all right. But Jesus showed up with the air conditioning when... Let me hurl on, lest I shall overload your wagon. Watch this. Paul says, listen to the Hebrew church. He says, now faith. He says, first of all, boys and girls, let's get what faith is. He says, well, we really can't figure out what it is. We can just give you a description of it. Nobody has really been able to figure out what it is. They've just been able to give you, nobody that really has faith can tell you what it is. They can say that they can give you a description of it. They can say that, let me tell you what it does. I can tell you that when I was hungry, it fed me. He says, now faith is the substance. He says, I took the liberty upon myself of looking up the word substance. What does substance mean in the Hebrew, and from the Hebrew transliterated from Hebrew to Greek to the English? Because you do know that words change. In English, he said, now faith is the substance. In English, it means a substance. Substance means something. It means something. But here in the Hebrew and Greek, are you with me yet? I know somebody said, well, he can't even speak English. What do you mean trying to, I speak Hebrew? But what it means in Hebrew and Greek after it's transliterated, it really means, now faith is the realization. Now let me take it to Ebonics. It's real. Faith is the realization of things that are hopeful. Now there's an evidence, because God, he is so gracious to us as to provide evidence of the things that are not seen. First, we see in now faith, watch this, we see that first is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that he has promised to us in Christ. Somebody ought to shout about that. Whatever God has promised to us in Christ shall come to pass. Because the Bible says that God is not slack on his promises. God never makes a promise that he knows that he cannot keep. In fact, every promise that God made, he promised that he was going to send and give us his only begotten son. He came. He promised us that that son would come to heal the sick, raise the dead, give the blind sight, feed those that are hungry, lift those that are blind, trodden, or yet fix and fail, broken and make and fix broken hearts. He promised us that the son would do that, and he did. He promised us that Christ would die on the cross, and he did. He promised that he will rise on that third, on that first, are you with me yet? On that great getting up morning, he rose victorious, and he did. He also promised you and I that we shall speak in Christ, but when the angel shall sound the trumpet, that the dead in Christ, and the Bible says, Paul says, well, we know not yet what we shall look like, but we do know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? The evidence of things that are hoped for. We hope and we know that the Lord will perform. It is a firm persuasion. Now, with this persuasion comes an expectation. Every Christian, everyone within the sound of my voice, from now on, you're supposed to wake up and walk in expectation. I don't know how God is going to do it. You're supposed to walk with that. I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know in what vessel he's going to do it through. I don't know knowing that. I just know he's going to do it. No matter what the situations might, what the circumstances might look, am I talking to anybody today? No matter how bad it might look, no matter how pressing, no matter how things may look in your life, let me tell you something. Just because you still has the symptom don't mean that you are not healed. Woo, so he didn't get that one yet. You might still have the headache, but don't worry about it, because in God's time, he knows when he want to take it away. There might be something in the pain that he wants you to understand, because sometimes the pain can make the promise even more. Watch this. It is a firm persuasion that God will perform all that he has promised in Christ, through in us, through Christ. Secondly of all, faith challenges your logic. Faith challenges your logic. You see, with us, 1 and 1 equals 2. With God, 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread can feed 5,000. With us, Adam and Eve is 2. With God, it's now 7 billion. God didn't get that yet. From what they say, the best that they can do is 7 billion people on earth from these 2 folk. With 32,000 is enough. With God, 300 is more than he needs. Watch this. Faith challenges. There are things that are going to happen in your life that you totally don't understand. I know that I'm talking to somebody, because there are some times in your life where God has worked it out in a way that you never thought of. They never imagined that he would get out. But let me help some people here. You need to be in expectation, because there's some things that God is working out in your life, or already has worked out in your life. See, you live in the now, God live in the way out there. And you're gonna come out of this situation, you're gonna say, no. In fact, you're gonna come out with 2 things, but God. It challenges your logic. Thirdly of all, faith manifests in turbulent times. Somebody's gonna shout. If you need a car and you got $25,000, what you need with faith? Somebody's not hearing me today. Is this mic on? If I got $25,000, when I walk up on the car lot, what I need faith for? I got $25,000. I can fly back and get what I need off of there. But if I walk up on the lot, and I've talked to the Lord about it, are you with me yet? And the Lord woke you up that morning and told you to go to that particular place. You also had 3 believers. You might have been riding with your friend and said, girl, go over here. And the Lord led you to that place, knowing that your credit score is not exactly what it's supposed to be, or that's what you think. But God is behind the scene manipulating the circumstances. I need to talk to somebody to tell them what favor really is. Favor is God standing behind the curtain manipulating the circumstances to always work in your favor. To where everything works out on your behalf. You go in it one way and God bring it out another way. Here's what favor really is. Favor is when the enemies come to you one way and 3 7 ways. It manifests in turbulent time. What do I need faith for when I got $2 over rent money? Faith shows up when you don't have what you need. And you simply have to say, put your hands up and say, Lord, I need you, not tomorrow, not later on, not later on tonight. Children don't have anything to eat later on. Rent is due. Car note is due. Insurance is up on me. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And it is then that you throw up your hands and say, Lord, I need you to show up. If there are three people here that don't mind testifying, he showed up. And in some cases, not when you want him to, not when you expected him to. Late is nothing for God. He showed up right. Mortgage people knocking on the front door. God show up in the back door. I wish I had three believers. Electric folk knocking on the front door. God show up on the cell phone. I'm trying to get somebody out of this fear because you're scared. And that's what Satan has been using on you. Satan had you fragile. Satan had you paralyzed. I'm going to bring you out of that fear. God says, I'll show up in the most turbulent times of your preach, Lord Turner. I'll show up. When the doctor has walked in and there's literally nothing that we can do for your situation. There's no specialist. We don't understand it. But God shows up, and here you are in church early Sunday morning shouting. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Put you in places that they never said that you'd be in. Round place that they never thought that you'd ever be around. From the pit all the way to the palace. Did there anybody here ever been in the pit? Maybe you've been in it and you just didn't know it. The pit is when you were down and depressed. But God took you all the way to the joy that you have right now. That's why y'all ought to be shouting this joy that the world didn't give it to me. And the world sure can't take it away. Come what may, I'm still gonna worship him. Come what may, this is where you ought to have a shout at. I might have the finest of cars, might not eat the finest of food, but when I leave out of this life, at least I'll come out of this thing saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish I had seven folk that didn't mind shouting. Hallelujah. I'm thrilled I'm going on home. Hallelujah. I know I was going on. Had some folks that wasn't ashamed. Say hallelujah. I know. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I thank God. As I used to be. Excuse me, hold the hands. Excuse me, touch your neighbor. The neighbor, excuse me, thank you. You paid for it. Wish I had three believers. Wish I had. Neighbor, don't worry about it. Trouble don't last always. The trouble not gonna last. Touch your neighbor. The neighbor came with an expiration date. Help me today. Now, faith. Now. You see, when you walk out of here today, you say, well, you know what? I've got faith. You got enough to work with. You don't need to find car. You don't really, it'd be good for you to have, but you've got just enough. God said, now you've got something to work. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Come on. Yesterday. Come on, you say, you know what? I've never accepted the Lord as my Savior. And if you've got Jesus, you've got enough. Come now. My time is up. You know what? I've accepted the Lord as my Savior. And today, you need a church family to grow with you. Come on. Come on. Listen. Come. You don't want to. Mom and Dad taught us. Take it down. Our mom and dad taught us to not eat everywhere that we go. In other words, they said, don't eat off of everybody's table. And it's not, listen, they weren't saying that to say that someone intentionally would hurt us. It's just that some foods that they, in the way that they prepare, might not agree with us. And we'll start to get a taste. In Psalms 23, the psalmist says, he leaded me to green. There is a certain diet that you as a sheep has to eat. See, you're a sheep. And sheep can't eat hay. Sheep cannot eat slop. Y'all will talk back to me. Slop is for hogs. Hay is for horses and mules. You are sheep, so therefore, and you have to have nutritional food, which is green pastures. And sometimes, if you go to this place and that place and that place, you might get a hold of some hay. You listen back to me if you can. You can keep going to these different places and picking up stuff. You might get a hold of some slop.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Christian Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard.